You're listening to Rhema for Today.
And I heard people that been in, you know, I heard some of these Pentecostals, and some of them been in for years and years. And I just don't understand it. All these people getting filled with the Holy Ghost and God blessing them, and they getting blessing. And I've been here for all these years. I've been serving God. I've been doing this, and I ain't getting nothing. Pardon that vernacular, but that's what they say.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth Hagin wraps up his teaching, Avoiding the Trap of Offense. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Today is the last day. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
How many of you want the blessing? Then learn not to be offended by anything or anybody. Okay, now, let's look at this verse of Scripture again. And let's read Mark 4:17. And they have no root in them, and so only endure for a time. Afterward, when tribulation or persecution arise, for the word's sake, the enemy will bring offense to you because you're someone special? No. He will bring offense to you because he wants to steal the word that has been sown into your heart. If he can steal the word that's been sown into your heart, he can get you going down the wrong path, and he has got you on the run. All right? Because he knows as long as you stay in the word that he cannot succeed and he cannot attack you. But if he can get you from listening to the word,
well, I'm not going to listen to that preacher no more. I'm not going to listen to anything he says because la 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 la. Okay?
You know, it's interesting that if you're not careful, you get around people and they've been offended. And they pass it off on you. How many have ever noticed you become like the people you hang out with? Anybody ever notice that? It's because, and you get offended and you don't even realize you get offended. Now all of a sudden, you're robbed of your blessing and you don't know why. It's because you're hanging out with somebody that's offended. Somebody come up to me just this week, I think. This week or the last of last week. I said, did you know that if you type in your name, that all of these stuff comes up about you? I said, well, probably not me. It's probably about my dad. But if they're saying it about him, they're saying it about me. And they do. Some of them did say it had Kenneth Hagin Jr. there, you know. And I said, you ought to do something about that. Doesn't that bother you? No, it don't bother me at all. I don't have to defend myself. You know, I'm preaching the word. I'm going to keep on preaching the word. Well, they said this about you. So what? Lord, forgive them. That's the way I feel about it. Well, so what? Type your name in. See what happens. You might find out somebody says something about you. You know, I found out that when you're doing something, people are offended. Because for some reason, some people just don't like success. They get offended at success. Some Some of you have been around here long enough, and we've had Rhema's had football, flag football teams and basketball teams and softball teams that's won championship after championship after championship. And before you know it, everybody's against us because we win. People get offended. Man, when you're doing something, people get offended for some reason. Man, I know back a few years ago, I don't know how many state flag football championships we won. I know Rick was a part of that. I think Joe's been a part of some of that. And I don't know how many softball tournaments we won. I played in some of those my own self. And people would, oh, there's that Rhema bunch. They just win all the time. Hey, you know what? It didn't offend me when they said that. But have you ever noticed that people get offended at success? The other person's success? And you want to know why they don't succeed? Because all they're doing is talking about the other person and doing nothing about making themselves better. In anything, spiritually or naturally, you don't get better because you're talking about the other person and why about them winning all the time. You get better because you do something about yourself. If you see other Christians succeeding and it doesn't seem like you're succeeding, don't get upset with them. Don't begin to badmouth. Find out what you're doing wrong, because God is no respecter of person, and he'll bless you too if you're in the right place doing the right thing at the right time. Hello? This one person said, I heard of, you know, Sarah many years ago. Well, I just don't understand this. I've been a Christian for all these, back during the Charismatic Renewal, when people were getting the Holy Ghost everywhere. Some of you got into this movement back in the late 70s, early 80s. How many of you got in back in the, during that time, you know? And I heard people that been in, you know, I heard some of these Pentecostals, and some of them been in for years and years and years. I just don't understand it. All these people getting filled with the Holy Ghost and God blessing them, and they getting blessing, and I've been here for all these years. I've been serving God. I've been doing this, and I ain't getting nothing. Pardon that vernacular, but that's what they said. And instead of rejoicing that the message and the kingdom of God was being added to, they were griping and complaining and offended. The Bible says to rejoice with them that rejoice. You know how to get a blessing? When you hear of somebody that got the new car, or somebody that got the new suit, rejoice with them. Woo, glory, I'm so happy for you. Because you know what? That puts you in line. But if you start grabbing and going, oh, I don't understand. I mean, I've been in this longer than they have. Look at what's happening to them. I just don't understand. I've been giving my money just like they are, and I just, you know. Guess what? You got offended and you just talked yourself out of blessing. All that you had ever done in the past was just cut off and negated right there. Oh. Getting offended will cause you to not be blessed. Turn to your neighbor and say, are you offended? I want you to notice people that don't get offended and continually feed on the Word of God are like the ones here where the Word comes, they accept it, they bear fruit, they don't, you know, and they start being blessed, some 30, some 60, some 100. Hello? See, you have to continually watch yourself. Did you understand? There will be an opportunity for you to get offended at somebody before this day is over. Every day we live, there is an opportunity to get offended. Why? Because the enemy knows that if he can get you offended at somebody, he has got you on the run. You know what? We need to build a good defense against his offense and put him on the run. Hello? See, we begin to look at this, and you go on down there, and it says, afterwards with tribulation and persecution there in verse 17, arise, for the word say, immediately, that's the New King James, immediately they stumble. Why do they stumble? Because they didn't follow the word. They let somebody steal the word from them and they become offended. Look at the basic English Bible. It says they quickly become full of doubts. The English Standard Version said immediately they fall away. The Good News Bible says they give up at once. The King James Version says immediately they are offended. What have I been talking about? Being offended, right? See, these people, these verses are describing, they're describing people that have had the word. See, I'm talking about people that have had the word. And then all of a sudden something happens, and instead of them going with the word, they go with the circumstances, the situations, and all the things that are being said. They take themselves, they quickly are offended, they stumble and get overthrown. Hello? Come on now. Then, what can we do? Okay? What can we do to build a good defense so that we won't stumble or give up or become offended?
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 3-CD set entitled Jesus is Coming Again. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book entitled The Table That Speaks. Last but not least is Lynette Hagin's book, Hey God, Why Is It Taking So Long? All these items are for the special price of only $40. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Rhema Bible Training College, we're enrolling for the fall of 2026. And so you can go online and do that, or you can also come to our Rhema College weekend. That's April the 10th through the 12th. Right here on the Rhema USA campus, you'll attend classes, meet the dean and some other instructors, tour the campus,
yes,
a luncheon, worship night, job and housing, fun night, and of course, end the weekend by attending Rhema Bible Church there on Sunday morning. It's a wonderful weekend, and so we just invite you and encourage you to come and find out all about Rhema Bible
College. Go to rbtc.org and find out about it.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will start a new and powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.